Welcome to the Holistic Wealth Podcast. I'm your host, Keisha Blair, wife, mother of three, author of Holistic Wealth, and founder of the Institute on Holistic Wealth. The show will showcase various experts in the key pillars of holistic wealth. Each week, we deliver the best information on how to become holistically wealthy and live your best life. Today, we have a very, very important topic to discuss. I'm going to be giving you tips on spring cleaning your personal finances because spring is up on us and it's a great time to look at our finances with a really, really close lens to see how we can get ourselves organized, to see how we can improve our money decisions, our money confidence. There's so many positive outcomes that can come from spring cleaning your finances. So first, I want to set a bit of context before we get into those tips, because right now studies are showing, and these are studies released in March, so fairly recent, these studies are showing that for Americans and for Canadians too, money has now outpaced the COVID-19 pandemic as the top concern and the top stressor. So while the COVID-19 pandemic has caused tremendous loss of life and grief, money has still outpaced the COVID-19 pandemic as the top stressor for Americans. And so with millions out of work or suffering cutbacks in their hours, this is a survey of over 750 Americans in March 2021. 3 in 10 respondents say that money is their greatest concern this year in 2021, which is a 15% increase over last year. So it's unbelievable that money has surpassed the COVID-19 pandemic, which is now the second biggest stressor in America. It really sends a signal that we all need to be more mindful of our spending. The survey also mentions that there's a credit card application boom. So with people trying to weather the financial storm that COVID-19 has brought to the world, the report finds that 29 million more Americans will apply for a new credit card in 2021 due to the pandemic. And with that in mind, researchers say that around 71 million people will likely have trouble paying off their credit card bills. So nearly 4 in 5 people, 79%, say credit card companies should actually start to forgive late payments due to their financial struggles. So I just wanted to get into the tips a bit now that we've heard the context, now that we hear how money has really overtaken COVID-19 as the number one stressor. I guess as people look ahead and they look back at how their personal finances have been affected, everyone is thinking about all things money. And so with spring upon us and this whole idea of spring cleaning our finances, one of the first things that I would want everyone to do, and I mentioned this in my book, Holistic Wealth, is to identify your own personal financial identity. So in doing so, this will reveal your money weaknesses, your money strengths, your money tendencies, and will give you an idea of how you can manage your personal finances better. So I developed the Personal Financial Identities Framework, and it comes with a free quiz. That free quiz is available on the Institute on Holistic Wealth website. It's quick, it's easy, it's fun. And if you've been listening to previous podcast episodes, you've heard from other guests who've taken the quiz and they've highlighted some really fun tidbits about how you can apply it. So if you haven't taken the quiz yet, go online, take the quiz, and see what your financial identity is, because that will set you up for everything money-wise. It's the foundation of your money efforts and in terms of your spring cleaning. So that's the first thing you will do, because most of us transition into adulthood not having gained a sense of our own personal financial identities. We transition into adulthood with a spouse or significant other, or with the habits that we got from our parents in terms of their money habits. And so we really haven't thought about our own authentic money identity. And so it's crucial that we claim that for ourselves. It will give us more money confidence. It allows for self-awareness. It allows for self-preservation and self-advocacy, because the last thing we want to be doing is following in the footsteps of others and making the same money mistakes they're making. That's the last thing we want to do. So that's the first thing we want to do when we think about spring cleaning or personal finances. And so once you find out your financial identity, then we're going to go on to step two, which is doing a deep clean of your budget. And this is also critical because for some of us, our spending priorities have changed. Like, for instance, I'll go back to the Wallet Hub study that I mentioned just before. And they said that for a lot of people, our spending habits have changed during COVID-19. And I think if we all think back to our own spending habits, we'll see it. Because the Wallet Hub study actually says that Americans have also had to shift their spending priorities due to the economy shutdown. So the survey finds that consumers are twice as likely to say they spend 25% more on their groceries now in comparison to 1 year ago. And women are most likely to say that they're spending less on travel expenses, while men are more likely to stop spending on going to entertainment events. So we all need to re-examine our budget with that in mind, because now we're spending extra on certain things and we're cutting back on other things. So we need to refresh. We need to do a deep clean of our budget with our new spending goals, with our new savings goals, so that we can identify where we can trim the fat, where we can reallocate. So if we're spending less on travel, how can we allocate that to, say, paying down debt? Or how can we allocate that to saving more? So we're looking at our budget with that lens in mind. And as you know, as I've mentioned in Holistic Wealth, I think everyone should have a personal mission and a personal mission statement as well. And this budget exercise can tie into that really well, because it will outline our goals in terms of our personal finances and our mission, our values, which are hugely important. And then when we do a deep clean of our budget and we incorporate our personal financial identity, everything kind of comes into play. So the third thing that I would like you to do is to declutter and organize. So for lots of us, over the past year, we have lots of financial paperwork, whether it's mortgage documents, student loans documents, documents for our kids, for those of us with children. And sometimes it can seem like we're being overwhelmed with paperwork and we don't know how to find the documents we need, especially important financial documents. Well, when we think about spring cleaning our homes and spring cleaning our wardrobes, sometimes we're not thinking about organizing our paperwork, but it's a good time to actually do that if we're spring cleaning our homes and we're getting rid of stuff and we're really trying to organize ourselves. And the benefit of that is that we can track those important purchases, we can track documents, we can use that to help deep clean the budget, which is step number two that I mentioned earlier. And you'll feel more confident and more calm knowing where to find what you need. So after doing that, decluttering and organizing, and I mean, organize in a way that's useful and authentic to you in terms of where you put your documents, where you store them, what kind of containers you use, whether it's in your room, a library, a study. Really look for places where you know to look for items that you need that are readily available. And so the last point that I want to talk about is doing your estate planning or refreshing your estate planning. As we've seen during COVID-19, anything can happen. Lives can be lost. You know, those closest to us can pass away. And so we need to make sure that we're doing our estate planning. So looking back at your life insurance policies, looking at your critical illness policies, looking at your will, looking at back at your trust if you have one, and making sure that if anything were to happen to you, that your family would be taken care of, your kids would be fine, everything is allocated, everything is spoken for, that you've outlined who you'd want to take care of what assets, and that you've left everything in place so there are no questions and there's no reason to cause confusion. Now, estate planning is something that I've been through, as I talk about in my book, and it's something so important, and it's an act of love. It's an act of love for the people around you, for your family, for those you will leave behind in case something happens to you. And other studies have actually shown during COVID-19 that this has been on our collective radars because of how many lives have been lost. And everyone is thinking about their own mortality now and what they would leave behind, what they would need to do to set their family up if something were to happen. So those are my quick tips for how you can spring clean your personal finances. It's now spring. The weather is getting better. And I know there's the temptation for us to want to go out, enjoy the weather, and probably spend more money, hang out with friends and family who we haven't seen in a long time, probably purchase a barbecue, you know, so we could start the grilling season off right, probably purchase lots of gardening tools and flowers to do those, you know, the gardening that we haven't been able to do. But I also want to mention just one last point about that, because we will need to be mindful going forward about our spending. And as I mentioned in Holistic Wealth, each and every day, we all make 36,000 decisions each and every single day. And if we make those decisions mindlessly or non-strategically, then we're actually going to sabotage our own personal finance goals. But if we make those decisions mindfully and strategically, thinking about our budget, thinking about our personal financial identity, which means not getting influenced by others with their spending, then we'll be better able to be more confident, advocate for ourselves, and harness the strengths of our personal financial identity. So I just want to end on that. And I want to just go over quickly the quick steps, if you didn't get to write down one, in terms of spring cleaning your personal finances. So number one is to identify your personal financial identity. And you can take the free quiz on the Institute on Holistic Wealth. Number two is to deep clean your budget. And that's looking at your new spending priorities and how you've been spending less or more in certain areas with a view to reallocate. You know, in my book, Holistic Wealth, I talk about allocative efficiency. It's actually in one of the chapters. Go back through Holistic Wealth and look at the chapter that includes allocative efficiency and how you achieve that in your budget. It's very important. Number three is to declutter and organize. So go through your documents, know where to find them, put them all together so you feel, you know, confident that you know where your most important documents are. And number four, think about your estate plan and what you need to update. And if you don't have one, get one in gear, because it's a very important act of love for those who depend on you, for those who will be left in a bind if something ever happens to you. And I just want to say again that the Institute on Holistic Wealth has a lot of courses available. If you want to delve deeper into any of these topics, I can help you, or you can take the self-paced course on designing your own holistic wealth blueprint. And I also do coaching, so feel free to come to me if you need personal one-on-one coaching for anything related to this or related to holistic wealth. There's also the Certified Holistic Wealth Consultant Program, which is amazing. It's a program that can get you on track to start helping others to become or to craft their own holistic wealth blueprints. And you can craft yours as well as help others. This is a program that can actually help you earn more money. You can charge your own rates and help others at the same time become holistically wealthy. Thank you for joining us this week on Holistic Wealth with Keisha Blair. Make sure to visit our website, keishablair.com, where you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Spotify, or via RSS so you will never miss a show. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating on iTunes, or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Are you a member of the Institute on Holistic Wealth? If not, what are you waiting for? Go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to choose your membership plan and join. As a member, you get so many perks. Free worksheets, advice, coaching, and a members' workshop to design an intentionally designed life. You need to figure out your life purpose? Take the Build Your Life Purpose Portfolio online self-paced course. You're struggling with all your money decisions? Take the free financial identities quiz and then take the course. You recently had a breakup, job loss, or experienced the death of a loved one? Take the holistic healing course. You need an overall plan to achieve holistic wealth? We will help you figure out your holistic wealth blueprint. And of course, if you want to start making money by helping others achieve holistic wealth, become a certified holistic wealth consultant. Regardless of what career you've got, the Institute will show you how to increase your income and walk in your purpose. The sooner you join, the sooner you start to achieve a more holistically wealthy lifestyle. And you're going to want to stay for a very long time. So go to InstituteOnHolisticWealth/memberships to join. If you haven't read the book yet, pick up a copy of the award-winning, best-selling Holistic Wealth 32 Life Lessons to help you find purpose, prosperity, and happiness.